during strike. And the union, okay, give me a button over there, you go ahead, wait till strike is over about 6-8 minutes. And I'd go out there every night. Just had one engine would run enough to make lights. We make that light after the strike. I mean, they decided they were going to break that strike, and they came down there one day and told me, said, Mike, I want you to put the switch in at the mill. And I said, I can't put the switch in at the mill. I'm a union man, and I can't, I'd be scared to go to town if I put that switch in. Some of those fellows scout me, they'd kill one or two men over there in Mulberry. I said, I got to live here. I got to live with these fellows. I worked with them all my life, and they out on strike, and I can't put that switch in. That was my big boss. He said, who's paying you, Frank? Are we paying you or the union paying you? I said, well, you're paying me, but I'm giving you dollar for dollar. That's it for what you pay me, and I'm not going to put the switch in. Chief engineer was running one switch, one shift, and I was running the other. Chief overheard it. I said, get the chief to put it in. And I went on out to start packing up my stuff. Go home. And Dabney pulled up and stewed around there. He went on off. Chief came out, said, what you gonna do, Frank? I said, I'm going home. I ride the motorcycle. I said, I can't take my tools from the motorcycle. I'd acquired quite a bit of tools. I said, you bring them down when you come? I'll be scared to come back out and get them. They got guards all over the place. And he said, yeah, I'll bring them. Come on, help me pack up mine. He said, come on, help me pack mine. So we both packed up. I shut the engine down and we walked off. They had that thing going in for a night. They already had somebody there waiting to take our job. They knew we were going to quit. Yeah, I went to work in a grocery store. I worked $15 a week until the strike was over. I went back out there one time to take something out there from the grocery store. It was a combination store. They wanted some blankets for all those strike workers. They didn't have, they came down there nothing to wear and nothing to sleep in, and they want some blankets for them. And I loaded up the truck and started out there from the place I was working. And the guy stopped me on the road. They had a guard out there. They had guards all around protecting strike breakers. I said, I got to take these in to Mr. Dabney, ordered them. He said, sent you out here with them? I said, yeah. He sent me out here with them. You work in that store? I said, yeah, I worked for that store. I said, why the hell did he buy them from you? I said, he didn't buy them from me. Bought them from the boss. I got to take them out there. Come on, go with me. I said, I'm scared to go down there and take them. I knew the guy that was on the guard. He wasn't a union man. He went on up. Well, the strike got over, and they wouldn't give me a job. They blackballed me all over the place. They really, a lot of boys came home to service, didn't have jobs and had to work. And they came out there and took our jobs, which I don't blame them. They had to go to work. At least. I went back out there. My daddy kept telling me. He didn't strike. He stayed out there and worked. He said, you come on out there and go to work, they'll give you a job back in that power plant. I said, I don't think they ever will. He said, yeah, they will. I said, what you want me to do? He said, come out and work on the section crew with me. He said, I don't have enough men. The track was all to pieces. Car, little engine running off track every day because the tires was all rotten. And he just couldn't just keep it up. Oh, I told him, I said, you sure of that? He said, yeah, I got about a grapevine. You come work for me while they'll put you back to work.